Well, good morning, everybody. How you doing? It is the Morning Disaster. I am Ray Lytle. And I'm here. I'm back. And I do seriously feel like I've overslept today. Because I've been getting up at 4:30 a.m. on Monday and Tuesday. And today I woke up at 7:30. I got 3 hours of extra sleep. 3 hours. Now that's enough to make anyone get overly tired. I think anyway. It makes me, you know how you get normal sleep, you feel fine, and then if you get not enough sleep, you're awake, but you feel uneasy. And then if you get too much sleep, well, then you're tired all day. I feel like I got too much sleep. What kind of person wakes up at 6:30 in the morning and feels like they got too much sleep? Me, that's who. Me. So, yeah, that's what's going on. So I'm here. Nikki will be here any second. And we're going early today. We were going to start at 9. But Nikki was so anxious. She was texting me. And she'll confirm this. She was texting, oh, can we please go on early? Can we please go on early? Oh, she was begging me. It was very sad. It really was. She needed it. She was craving it. She was craving it. She was moaning, oh, I need it. I need it. Oh, I want it so bad. I need it. Can we please go on early? And far be it for me to ever turn down a woman. I said, well, Nikki, if you need it, if you want it that bad, Nikki, then I guess I'll give it to you. And I said, yes, we'll go on at 8:30 today. So she was so fired up about getting it. I mean, getting the show started. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Nick?
Sniffling and coughing.
Why are you sniffling and coughing? Are you sick again?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Science has to examine you.
I know.
They've really got to do a study on what's going on with you.
I know. It came on fast.
You're the most contagious person. You know, and this is the thing. You never see anybody.
I was fine until I went to DHS yesterday. And everybody was coughing and not covering their mouths. They weren't even attempting to cover their mouths.
What's DHS?
Food stamp place.
Oh, that's why. Oh, yeah.
And there was phlegm flying everywhere. I was fine.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's why.
And then the temperature dropped.
You got near sick poor people. That's what did it.
See, I'm a sick poor person.
You got SPP, sick poor people disease. That's what you got. Oh, Nikki, I'm sorry.
I'm a sick poor person.
I'm sorry you got the SPP.
I'm down with the SPP.
Who down with SPP? Down with SPP. Who down with SPP? Oh yeah, you don't want to get sick of poor people syndrome. Oh my God. Oh my God, your cough is not quite as bad, but oh my God, it's almost as bad as dog food lady.
Oh God.
You're like, oh, you yeah. poor thing.
And I'm freezing.
Why are you freezing?
I don't know.
Oh, Nikki.
I think I got a fever or something.
Oh, Nikki. Nikki.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. I mean.
And that's not the only thing while you've been gone.
Yeah.
Is they changed up all my medicine.
Oh, my God. What did they change your medicine for?
Because it hasn't been changed in like 6 years.
All right. Oh, my God.
So I had to take a break from people for 3 days.
You see, this is bad. By the way, everybody, this is Morning Disaster, and Nikki has just told me some breaking news. For starters, we're going early today, but Nikki has told me some breaking and troubling news. Your medicine got changed?
Yeah.
Your crazy medicine? I mean, which medicine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And this is while I was gone.
Yeah.
I was only gone for a couple days.
The last show was Thursday.
Yes.
Now Wednesday.
Well, I was working at WMAY.
I know.
By the way, how good was I on WMAY?
You're awesome.
Thank you. Somebody's got to tell me I was good.
You were always awesome.
And you have your medicine changed up now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They took away this and up to this, and they're playing guinea pig on me.
Oh, no. You're not going to get hateful and crazy or anything, are you?
Oh, I was very hateful this weekend.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Get some vitamin D. Get some...
I'm already taking vitamin D.
Vitamin C? Are you taking vitamin B?
Yes.
Vitamin C?
Yes. Vitamin, you just asked that.
Vitamin E? Well, you should take double. That's why I'm telling you. You got to take double of vitamin C. Are you taking a vitamin E?
No.
Oh, you need to take some vitamin E. Are you taking vitamin V?
Is there a vitamin V?
Yeah, you got to take. That's good for the vagina. I don't know. You need the vitamins. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You poor thing. That's horrible.
Yeah, so I, like, sleep for, like, 45 minutes, and then I'm up for, like, 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
And then I sleep for, like, an hour and a half, and then I'm up 3 hours.
So you're, like, adjusting to your medicine?
Yeah.
Oh. And then you went to, and for those that are watching, you didn't hear this, but Nikki caught a PPD.
STD.
No.
SPP.
Yeah, I know. You got
SPP.
Yeah. Yeah. SPPD. She got sick poor people disease.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So how long did you, so you went, you had to go do something with food stamps yesterday?
Yeah.
And that's for, what, to sign up for them?
They got interrupted.
How would your food stamps get interrupted?
I don't know.
For those that don't know, Nikki is
on disability.
Yeah, because she's got COPD. She can't work.
I got congestive heart failure.
Yes. She's a horrible, I mean, no offense, Nikki. She's got this horrible life and horrible disease and everything. You know, you think that they try to make it a little easier and make sure you're on the you know.
Mm-hmm. They don't answer their phones, so you have to go there in person.
And then when you go there, you're surrounded by a bunch of sick, poor people.
Yeah, because they don't answer their phones, and they have to go there in person.
Don't you worry. Donald Trump's going to take care of you.
I was there for almost 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this is ridiculous.
Well, I'm very sorry. I'm very, 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 I'm very sorry. I'm glad, I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad you're back, too.
I'm glad to be working with you.
All germy and everything?
Well, yeah, but we're not in the same room, so I don't, you know.
As long as you can't catch anything over the...
I'm not going to lie. If we were in the same room, I would be, you know me, I'd be
freaking
out.
Spraying Lysol all
yes,
over me.
I would be freaking out right now. I would be freaking out saying... Oh, my God, Nikki, you're not allowed to be in the same. Do you remember those old days?
Yeah, everybody had Lysol.
Yeah, in the old Morning Disaster, I would go into the studio and I'd be feeling healthy. Mm-hmm. And, like, Michelle would be sick or Jimmy or Mikey. Mikey didn't get sick a lot. Bodine.
Sean.
Sean was the
Sean
worst.
Was slimy.
Yeah, and I would be yelling. I'm like, why the hell would you come to work if you're sick? But then if they stayed home, I'd yell at them for not, mm-hmm. you know, how are you not brave enough to come? Poor Jimmy would get sick. We'd make his life a living hell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm very sorry that you, you're going through this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Well, I got to listen. I'm going to get off of Facebook Live, and we're going to go over to just the TuneIn Radio app. Because as anybody on Facebook Live can tell, my hair is a mess. I look like death. It is a morning disaster. We're on live on TuneIn Radio. Or you can go get the podcast on morningdisaster.net. It'll probably be posted around 9:45 or something whenever we're done with this one. I'm Ray. I'm back. I filled in on WMAY the last 2 days, but I'm back. I don't fill in on MNY again till February 20th or 21st or something. So that's when I'm on MAY again. Every morning, we're on morningdisaster.net. We're also on the TuneIn Radio app. If you go to TuneIn Radio, search Morning Disaster, and you find us. We're there every single morning, all right? So we're going to get done with Facebook Live, and we're going to go to just the audio. So come on over and join us, okay? We'd really appreciate if you guys will join us. It is the Morning Disaster. And I'll talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll do another video tomorrow, I promise. All right? So take care, everybody. All right. There we go. I had to do a quick video. And then I was going to do a long video.
Yeah.
And
excuse me.
And I got on. And you know what? My battery started running out.
Oh.
It started saying, you have super low battery. And I'm like, what the hell? What?
Just tease them so they'll come over.
And then I looked and my battery was like 7%.
You didn't charge overnight.
Yeah, I forgot to charge it. Well, I plugged it in, but, it's a whole thing.
It wasn't plugged into the wall.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't want to hear it, but yeah. It wasn't plugged into the power strip. So.
That kind of helps.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, it's nothing charged. I'm lucky it didn't go off in the overnight, keep me from waking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I gotta
thank God you were up early.
Yeah, but I wake up early. As I wake up at 7:30.
But you're not always on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't go on. No, I try to not go on Facebook. Now, here's what happened. I was on Facebook Thursday, okay,
uh-huh,
when we were doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I left the studio computer, was logged into Facebook all weekend.
Oh, no.
So at no point ever did it not show that I was logged in.
Uh-huh.
When I haven't been on Facebook, you know.
Since Thursday.
I came into the studio today.
Hey, Ray.
I got 1,000 freaking messages. I mean, you know those little boxes?
Mm-hmm.
I just had little boxes all.
Hey, Ray, what's up?
Yeah, there were little boxes all around the bottom of it. So if I don't return your message, please give me, give me some time. I got to return a bunch of messages. Now, I saw Al's messages because they were coming across the phone, you know?
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, Lord.
And Al said, Nikki better get some vitamin D in her life, if you know what I mean. You know, D stands for dick. Leave it to Al to say something dirty.
In my life.
And he goes, Ray, you know them porn star ladies always seem pretty healthy. Maybe Nikki needs to have 5 guys standing above her and jerk it all over her. What is wrong with him?
He's extra spicy this morning.
Yeah, he is spicy. Very spicy.
Spicy this morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're sick because I'm really looking forward. I don't want you to have to miss a show. I'm really looking forward to doing the show today and tomorrow. You know what I mean? I really wanted to because, I mean, I love, don't get me wrong, I love when I fill on an MAY. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it's different, you know?
Yeah.
It's just different, mm-hmm, from what we do here. I wish I could be as free. I really do. I wish I could be as free and comfortable on WMAY as I can be here. But I have to watch my. I'm so unsure on what the hell's allowed on regular radio these days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I can and can't say. I mean, I mean, I'm a pretty good judge of what's going to offend people and what isn't.
Right.
But the other thing is, you know how I am. I know what's going on politically. I'm up on everything, but I just don't give a shit about it enough to talk about it.
It upsets me so much I can't talk about it this weekend.
You're that upset?
Yeah.
You see, I just don't care. And so, but the good news is now the new guy, the guy in charge over there, he's got a good handle, you know, the guy that's running the place. I mean, he really, really has a good handle on what's going on with talk radio.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of theories as to what listeners, as to what listeners think and what they want to hear and what they don't want to hear. And so, I mean, I'm aware of that. But I am trying to figure it out for myself. I mean, I was trying to do a show, but yet at the same time, I mean, Monday was cool because Super Bowl was Sunday, so you have something to talk about. But
what a game!
Yeah, at the same time, there's all this stuff going. There's the education secretary trying to get confirmed. There's Jeff Sessions trying to get confirmed. Mm-hmm. There's all this stuff going on, and meanwhile. All I want to talk is some dumbass of the news doing something stupid. But because that's what I wanted, So I always feel like, oh, I'm talking about the wrong thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wish we had someone that would let you know, hey, this is what you should talk about. This is what you guys
talk about that all day long.
Yeah. Yes. Just we need somebody to come up with something that we're okay to talk about.
Right.
And then Mike and Molson were on. I love those guys. So that was pretty cool. I was on with them every morning, and so yeah, it was fun. It was good. I had a good time when I was filling in, and I'm filling in for a whole week. Like I said, February 20th, 21st, whatever that is, whatever Jim's gone.
Yeah.
So I'm filling in then. So that'll be fun.
Oh really? Where does he think he's going?
He's going to Mexico.
Oh
yeah, no. How about that?
Put me in a storage crate and take me with them.
It's him and Chris Murphy going to Mexico.
Good for him.
I don't know who's going to run that place when they're gone, but yeah.
It's a couple of wild and crazy guys.
I know I'm going to be doing afternoons. So that'll be fun. Anyway, what's the weather like outside? Did we get snow?
I don't know. Let me look.
Oh, you haven't looked either. This is a hell of a morning show. Neither one of us has even looked outside.
I don't see any snow.
Yeah, weather-wise, we don't know what the hell's going on.
Looks really gray and cold.
I was getting up early and driving in. Like I said, I had to wake up super early. And I don't know what happened. It happened when I was Uber driving, okay? My right ankle or heel or something, all right, got screwed up. I don't know what I did. But, Nikki, I was so fat before. And I'm still very fat. But my knees were hurting so bad, right? Mm-hmm. So I went on this diet and I started losing weight. And I have lost... I'm sure no one will believe me, but I've lost a considerable amount of weight here, throughout the holidays and now, and the holidays were hard, but
yeah.
I'm getting it done now. Although I had a huge craving yesterday. Oh my God.
So, what were you craving?
Just really bad food. I was craving like cookie dough. I was craving cookie dough and pizza and, ice cream. Which I don't generally eat ice cream, but I was just craving it. I was craving all of this stuff. I was like, oh, my God. But my daughter ordered a small pizza.
Oh, no.
She ordered, like, personal pan.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the perfect thing. There was one last piece left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I ate the cheese off of a personal pan cheese.
That was enough.
And I ate one bite of the crust. And you know what? It was more than enough.
Yeah.
And it got me out of my craving, which was, it was driving me nuts. It was really, because I couldn't explain it. I'm like, why is this happening? I can't explain it. But I had it and I felt so much better. But anyway, so while I've been losing weight, my knees, which we all know are damaged beyond repair. I have to get them replaced.
Yeah.
But they were excruciating before.
Uh-huh.
And now that I've lost a little weight, they hurt really bad, but at least I can walk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that felt great. So I've been able to walk on my knees with just a little pain, but, you know, with a lot of pain, but not the excruciating pain I was in before.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that happens, I hurt my, I don't know if it's my ankle, if it's my foot, if it's my heel. I don't know what it is, but there's this thing going on in my right ankle where when I start walking, just one wrong movement.
Plantar fasciitis.
No, it's not. It's not. I've had that before. Oh, my God. I had that back when I was playing basketball. It was horrible. No, this is worse. This attacks. This goes after the ankle, the heel, the foot. It's everything.
Is it gout?
No, uh-uh. No, gout's in the toes. No, this isn't near the back of the, this is near the asshole of the foot, you know, the back door. And it just hurts. It really hurts. And when it hits, I'm like, oh my God, what is it? And I have to sit down. I'm like, So I finally get healthy. I'm not healthy, you know, nowhere near.
Better.
But when I get better and I want to walk. And then this thing hits. So it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
To have it happen. It has something to do with driving. I don't know what I did.
Could be.
You know.
Tense nerve or something.
I don't know, but man, it is excruciating. And that'll hit, and I can't get up from the couch to the office. That's how bad it is. So.
Ow.
Yeah. I got that this morning. When I woke up.
Good.
Yeah. Sucks. So that's what I'm going through.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not getting poor people disease. Like you. Good Lord. That's a... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, who? I don't even know what to do. Oh, my goodness.
I need, like, a big suction to suck all the ick out of me.
Yeah, you sound like it's all in your nose and...
It's in my chest, my nose.
Oh, that's horrible. I hope it doesn't go to your...
My what?
To your lungs, you know? I know that...
It already is.
Oh, man.
Because I just spent 2 hours tossing and turning and coughing.
Oh, man. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. My ears even hurt.
Well, that's not good.
No.
Hopefully it'll be quick.
I hope so.
Those damn contagious poor people.
I felt fine in there, and I was just like appalled that everybody was just coughing and not covering their mouth.
Oh yeah, they don't care.
And I wanted to get up and move, but there was no place to move because it was so crowded.
Yeah, where do you go?
And I was just like, cover your mouth, please.
Yeah. You got to go. When you go in there, you're going to have to go with like one of those masks.
I will next time.
And just tell people, oh, I'm sick, you know, but don't tell them the real reason, which, no, you mother effers can't close your mouths when you're caught, so I got to cover myself up, you know?
Mm-hmm. It was worse than a doctor's office.
Oh, man. They're all trying to get food stamps.
Mm-hmm. Well, so was I.
That is a horrible. I hope you get them. I hope you got your food stamp thing taken care of.
Maybe in 5 days.
I mean, Jesus Christ, how do you not get food stamps? Somebody who's got to live on disability, you know what I mean?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I've had them for years.
Why would they cancel?
Because I didn't dot an I or something. I don't know.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it's a short
because I when I went in there, they didn't even ask me any questions. They just did computer work, had me fill out papers, didn't look at the papers, and said they would expedite them. And I said, well, how long is that going to take? They said 5 days.
Oh,
so sucks. I don't know if they're going to look at them in 5 days or if I'm going to get it in 5 days.
Huh. Oh, that sucks.
I know.
Well, I'm very sorry for that.
I know.
Yeah, I had when I was a kid, we were on food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had them as an adult. I probably should. God damn, it's been so long since I worked, you know.
Yeah.
Full time.
Right.
Oh, and now, by the way, words got out that I have been, that I filled in on MAY.
Yeah.
So I'm being contacted. This is the craziest thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm being contacted by other radio stations asking if I'd fill in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm cool to go to St. Louis and Bloomington and...
Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, I can't fill in on several Springfield stations, you know?
Right.
I got an agreement with MAY that I'm just going to work there. I can't go fill in on your station. You know what I mean?
Ray the fill-in guy.
Like, I can't do it on several stations in Springfield. Or in the Springfield market.
Right.
It's craziness. And I said, yeah, I'll go to St. Louis because that's not that far a drive. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll fill in. And Bloomington. Peoria seems kind of far.
It's the exact same time to get to Peoria as it is to Bloomington.
Is that true?
Yes, it's an hour.
Oh,
45 minutes to an hour.
No, depending on your speed. Not to Peoria.
Yes.
Peoria's like an hour and 15.
Mm-mm. As soon as you get to the Lincoln Split, it's the same amount of time.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I might have to call them back.
Because I got friends in both cities.
Because I said I'd do Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
But, I probably shouldn't be having this conversation. We should probably have this off the air. But, yeah, I didn't realize. I mean, I knew some were too far, but.
Mm-mm. It's the same amount of time. Give or take 5 minutes.
I'll be damned. Oh, well.
So I've been watching weird shows on TV.
What are you watching?
Because I've been stuck at home all since Thursday.
Right.
And I was watching on TLC that, what is it called? My Weird Obsession.
Oh, you watch these shows. What was their weird obsession?
They were eating weird things. They all had pica.
Oh, I've heard of pica. Yeah, yeah. That's when you eat. Weird, like you eat a couch or you eat a can.
She was eating chalk.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
And she even went to the doctor and they tried to explain to her, you know, you don't really know what's in chalk. It's not really hurting you, but you don't know what's in it.
Oh,
you know,
when
it's being made in the factory, you know.
I can't imagine that it tastes good. I can't imagine the chalk would taste anything but horrible.
And then I came to the conclusion that might be what's wrong with me because I used to eat chalk when I was.
Oh, my God. So wait a minute. You.
And it tasted really good.
You were watching a special on people with pica.
Yeah.
And you started realizing.
She ate like 4 sticks a day.
And you realized that you also have had pica.
Yeah, when I was little, I used to eat chalk, and they quit buying it for me. And they had to tell the teachers not to give it to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Got an illness.
It was the white chalk. I wouldn't, because the colored chalk, I'd still eat it, but it had a weird aftertaste to it.
Yeah.
It was had to be the pure white chalk. And then when you went to school, it was kind of like a yellowish chalk.
How do you chew it? How do you chew white? I mean.
You just. Take like, little, you break little pieces off and you chew it.
Sounds like it would be hard for your teeth.
And it was really good.
I once had a job. I worked all, I think, I don't know if I told you this. I worked all summer at Bunnelled Elementary mm-hmm. and Junior High School.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my job, okay?
You ate chalk too?
No, no. God, no. I'd never eat chalk.
Why not?
Because it sounds disgusting. I don't know who that, I don't know what kind of person.
I think I started when I was like 3 and I feel, did it until I was like 8 or 9.
Well, I'm very, you're very troubled is what I think of the people who eat chalk. I mean, I feel for you. No, here was my job. I would show up, right? And then I would, mm-hmm. so I'd check in with like the guys, who were like the janitors.
Mm-hmm.
Who, by the way, every freaking morning, they started out in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And that's where they hung. And they'd have some coffee. There was always coffee made.
Yeah.
So they would go to the cafeteria and they'd drink some coffee and sit around and talk about what they had to do that day. Now, this is at the start time, which was... I don't even know what time we started. Maybe 6:30, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they'd sit there for half an hour. I mean, for half an hour.
That's their morning break.
Getting paid and do. And so, you know, I was going out. I was young. I'm like 18 years old or 17 years old, you know. I think I was it was after my senior year of high school, so I think I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I know I was 17. Because I started high school. I was 16 when it started. Then I turned 17 in the fall. And I was there until I went to college. I turned 18 in college. So I was 17 years old, right? So I was going out. I had this girlfriend from another town. And I was very sexually active.
We've heard.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, I was... Well, because I was going out every night.
Mm-hmm.
And partying. So it was hard enough to get up at 6 o'clock, to be in there at 6:30.
Right.
So when I got there, I wanted to start. Well, they wouldn't let you start until they got done bullshitting, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, hey, I just want to get my work done. You know, I just want to get my work done and get out of here. And they, like, got offended. You know, because I didn't want to sit around and drink coffee because I didn't even drink coffee. I didn't want to sit around and drink coffee and listen to them talk.
Coffee's gross.
For an hour, you know. Oh, I'm drinking a big cup of coffee right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'd rather have some chalk.
If I would have drank it back then. Listen, if I would have been the age I am now back then, I would have enjoyed sitting around for a half hour. And do it. But I was wanting to get done. So here was my job. I'd go in there. And I would get my supplies, which was always paint. I get, you know, I had ladder, paint, my rollers, my stick for my roller, my paint pan, and drop cloths, you know. And what I did is I went to every single room, all right, in the school.
Uh-huh.
Every single room, and I painted it.
Uh-huh.
So I would go into a room and I would, you know, use the cloth on like, because I didn't want to move everything. You know what I mean? I'd try to push stuff to the center. But and these are the rooms that they didn't have cleaned out yet because they were cleaning out some rooms to do the floor. So once I found out they were doing the floors, they were stripping all the floors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, I'm not going to use the drop cloth on the floor
because
they're going to strip the damn thing. It's. Why would I use it? When they strip it, they'll just take up any paint that falls, right?
Right.
So I went in there and I would, and they told me the very first day, you're going to do a room a day. All right. And there was, you know, they're like 50 some odd rooms or whatever. So they figured it'd take the whole summer. So I went in and I would paint a room, and that's it. I was also supposed to get a room done a day, except for like these bigger classrooms and stuff. They'd give me a couple days to do a room. Well, I got in there the first day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go to paint. And I go my full speed, Now, and I also learned painting. I used to paint for my uncle, who had a painting company in Chicago. And when I was like 16 and stuff, I figured out, you know, and I learned how to, and my other uncle, you know, they taught me how to paint. So I knew how to paint, all right? And so I was good at it. And I also knew how to, you know, be quick. So I'd go into the, I'd go into these, this room, and I'd roll out the walls, you know. I'd roll them out, and I'd get them done. You know, I'd be done with the room before lunch, you know. And then, but I'd also have to paint the chalkboards. So I would paint the chalkboards with this green chalk. It was like a paint. Well, it was paint for chalkboards, you know. And but I'd always, I'd always grab the chalk when I first got in, and I would draw big dicks on the chalk.
Oh God!
I don't know what was wrong with me. I'd draw a big dick on the chalkboard.
So juvenile.
I know. And then I would paint over it, you know. Instead of erasing it, I'm just going to paint over the dick. See if it shows through, if there's a line. But yeah, I would get the rooms done before lunch. And then I would go to the room I was going to be in next, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would crawl under the desk. I'd freaking sleep. I'd sleep till it was time to go home. That's how, I mean, I was so tired.
Yeah.
But I'd get the work done. They were giving me a whole day to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, screw this. I'm so tired. I got to sleep. So I'd sleep under the desk.
That's funny. I thought you were going to say you drew dicks under the desk.
No, no. But I did have, this is good. I had a girl I was dating. Okay. She would come by and bring lunch sometimes, you know. She'd take the family car, drive over, and bring me lunch. I think it was her. Yeah, it was her. It was the girl I was dating. And I want to make sure it wasn't, you know, I mean, I had to think there for a second. And she would come by, and she would wear, like, these little dresses. And no panties. You know what I mean? Just really dressed sexy. And the other guys, you know, these old, these guys are all, like, 50. And, you know, they were horny as hell, you know. Well, they were all over. To me, they seemed really old. But they were all, like, 35 plus, you know.
Yeah.
Which isn't really that old. Now that I now that I'm also in that age group, it doesn't seem old. But it was to the, for me to be a 17-year-old. It seemed really old, you know.
Yeah, old perverts.
Yeah, and she would go in and she would talk to them and stuff. Oh well, I'm just gonna say I brought Ray lunch. You know what I mean? And they would be so. I mean, one guy had to excuse himself. So he had to go masturbate. You know, I mean, the girl, she was cute. You know, really. And then she would go she would go to the room that I'm in, all right? And she'd go in and lock the door. Had to make sure the shades are down, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then I would bang the hell out of her. Well, at least as good as I could, you know?
Yeah.
And then I would just bang the hell out of her in the room. I mean, I didn't even care. I don't care if we were smelling fresh paint, you know?
Yeah.
But it was fun. I mean, that was now that was a summer.
Yeah.
It was a really good summer. And then there were other times where I was so tired. I'd get there in the morning, and I'd just go to sleep in the morning. I'd be like, oh, God. And then I would, then I'd get up for lunch, and they'd be like, well, how's that room going, Ray? I'd go, oh, it's good. I'll get it done today, but it's a, whew, it's going to be a hard one. And then I'd go back to the room after when lunch was over, when I, you know, I slept all morning. And, after lunch was over, I'd start working on it, and I'd take the whole, you know, 3-4 hours and get it done like that. But yeah, it was all my job was basically to paint the whole school, and I got it done. I mean, I finished. In fact, I think I finished maybe a week early or something before the deadline, and then I just sort of checked in the morning. I told him I had a whole wing to do. I checked in the morning, then I left. I came back right when I was supposed to when work, and I signed out, you know.
Right.
But I got the job done, you know. That was everything. I did all the rooms. I did the flagpoles. I did the locker rooms. You name it. I painted everything. It was expertly done, except for giant dicks being drawn on the chalkboards.
Yeah.
But the chalk itself, the white chalky chalk, was
yum.
No, it wasn't yum. It was disgusting and chalky.
I can still taste it.
And it would get under my. It would get on my fingers, and it was just there was nothing. There was nothing good.
It tasted good.
Yeah, but people have some concerns. For example, Corey says, "Ray, is Nikki some kind of racist? You have to be all inclusive. She needs to love all chalk.
They have different flavors.
She needs to love all chalk, not just the white ones.
Mm-mm. It's like white milk."
It says, "Man, I bet Nikki would have two chalks at once, though. One the front, one the back."
No. What's the weirdest thing you ever eat?
Nothing. I don't maybe. What's the weirdest thing I eat? No. I eat food.
I ate dirt once.
Oh, my God. Why would you eat dirt?
And I ate a cigarette.
Oh, my God. What is... No.
Stuff inside it, the tobacco out of a cigarette.
I can't believe you asked me what's the weirdest thing I've ever eaten. Food is what...
When you're a little kid.
No, I was thinking like Indian food. What do you mean... No.
Because I remember when I was like four, the neighbor kid, he was a year older than me, he stole one of his mom's menthols, and we didn't know what to do with it, so we ate it.
This was so bizarre. I cannot believe this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't eat. I've never eaten anything weird. I never have.
And we both wanted to know what dirt tastes like, so
no.
We tasted it.
I have never had a desire to know what something tastes like. Like, I've never looked at dirt and said, oh, I wonder if that's good. Hold on, let me just grab a big handful of it and eat
watercolor paint?
No! That's disgusting!
Oh.
And you would eat this stuff?
I taste it.
I'm very troubled upon hearing this. This is very troubling. It really is.
I tell you, if my mom didn't have an eye on me, I was getting into something.
You wouldn't do this now, though, would you?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
I was always getting into something.
I don't get it. Eating dirt and chalk and ugh.
Can you imagine? She was 42 when she had me.
No, I never. Boy, I couldn't imagine that because I was 35 maybe when we had Bella.
Jason.
And I thought that was too. I thought that was too friggin' old.
It was too quiet.
I was a 35-year-old. Oh, my God. We should have had this kid 5 years ago, you know. Because now it's like, oh. And yeah, I really wish we would have had kids at 30 because then we could have had more, you know.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this. I don't want my daughter thinking that I'm somehow unhappy. No, I'm not unhappy at all. I'm just saying I have so much love. It would have been nice to, you know, have another child to share that love with, you know.
Yeah.
No, I've never thought of anything that was inedible and said to myself, oh, I wonder what that tastes like.
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, God. And by the way, I'm assuming most people share that sentiment.
After that show, I felt like a kindred spirit.
Yeah. That's your show you're watching.
I saw it.
The Lunatic Show.
Ica.
Unbelievable.
That's what it's called.
I hope you don't have any of it now.
No, not that I know of. But they had people that were drinking liquid detergent and eating dryer sheets. And
God, it's terrible.
Ugh. Never went that far with it.
We're getting messages from listeners.
Oh, no. Did they ever eat anything weird?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, send me this, you guys. If you ever ate anything weird, I don't think anybody has. I know you're saying this like it's normal. Oh, come on. Didn't you ever eat anything when you were
I am. I'm sure they have.
I know. I'm serious. When I'm telling you this, I'm 100% serious, okay? It is not normal, okay? No. There's nothing normal about eating inedible food.
It's not food.
Well, inedible things. There's nothing normal about tasting them or eating them or, you know.
Oh, that was the other thing. My sister used to get me flavored, like, lip gloss. And she got me one of these jumbo Orange Crush ones one time.
Yeah.
With a string around to put, you know, hang from my neck.
And to put on your lips, yeah.
Orange Crush. And it tasted like Orange Crush.
No, you're not supposed to eat that.
I ate the whole thing.
Oh, my God. You have a sickness. I mean, this is worse than I thought it was.
She got so mad.
I mean, I should not.
She, like, gave it to me, and I went in the other room. You know, it was a surprise.
Oh, my God.
And it came back, and it was gone.
This is troubling. I wish I wouldn't have told my story now. I wish we would have stayed with this, because this is troubling. You can't eat that. No.
Well, I know that now.
I've never eaten anything weird. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little ass here and there. But I mean, that's nothing weird. Good Lord.
And I was an extremely picky eater.
Yeah, chalk and lip gloss and dirt. That doesn't sound very picky. It sounds troubling.
I was.
But yet, I bet you're like, eater. Oh, but I don't want to eat green beans. They just...
Yeah, I totally was like that.
I don't want to eat liver.
I didn't have macaroni and cheese until I was 12 years old.
Okay, what kind of kid doesn't like macaroni and cheese?
I didn't.
What did you say when you finally had it? You go, oh, shit, what have I been missing out on? Wow.
See, when I was little, I was like skin and bones. I was so skinny.
No, you were clogged up with chalk is what was going on. I mean, that's the problem. We are getting so. Let's see. Hold on. As a kid, this is from Brent. Nikki's enemy, Brent. As a kid, I ate dirt once. I would eat butter directly from the stick. Well, that's edible. So you can eat butter from the stick. That's not,
it's weird.
I wouldn't eat it, but it is edible. I tasted earwax once. I tasted Play-Doh. I think most kids I grew up with did similar.
Yeah.
No! No, they didn't! No! Yeah. No, people don't...
Silly putty.
No. Oh, God, no.
Yep.
He goes, but Nikki? Nikki's a weirdo. Oh, God.
I love Ferris Chalk was over several years.
I'm really troubled by this. I would never eat anything that isn't, you know. Hell, there are some things that are edible that I wouldn't eat just because I'd have
Nobody
to make sure.
Knew I was doing it.
Oh, my God. This is troubling. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, they knew that something was happening to the chalk, and that's why they quit buying it for me. Because I was going through the boxes of chalk too fast. Because I had a giant chalkboard.
Could you imagine? Those people were probably going, oh, my God, this crazy child is eating the chalk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she's eating the chalk. I couldn't imagine. I could not imagine what your parents went through.
I know.
Oh, my God. Now you got all these sickly issues when you're older?
Yeah. Well, I was sickly then, too.
Now I know why. Eating chalk.
Did something to my immune
system. My God. How troubling. Oh. I can't believe you just so openly admitted that, too. Like, hey, everybody, I used to eat chalk.
Really? You really?
No, I don't. No, there's nothing that you say that ever shocks me. But, I mean, eating dirt and chalk, I mean, that is troubling. And to be honest, I'm a little troubled by Brett eating earwax. Yeah. Who the hell tastes earwax?
Yeah.
Except for my dog, of course. You know, I clean my dog's ears out. He wants to attack the Q-tip.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like eating boogers, isn't it? Oh, I couldn't even, I could not fathom eating a booger. No.
Oh, I did when I was little.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, it's just a disgusting.
Yeah, as a booger eater. I used to get in trouble for it all the time.
I was a booger eater.
I felt shame. My mother was like, get that.
I had a kid once tell me, this is very gay. And I hate to say it, I didn't talk to the guy anymore. Because it really weirded me out. And it was kind of, you know, now that I think about it, it's kind of homophobic. I wish I wouldn't have been like this, but I had a kid tell me once in maybe eighth grade, seventh grade. It was like sixth, seventh, eighth grade, somewhere around there, right?
Uh-huh.
This guy invites me to his house, right?
Yeah.
And he's talking about whacking off all the time.
Okay.
And I'm like just ignoring it, you know. I'm ignoring the suggestion. And I think he had an Atari or something. That's like why I wanted to go over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so the kid starts talking about whacking off. And I'm like trying to change the subject, you know. And then he talked about tasting his own cum or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God. I mean, I was horrified. I mean, I was horrified by that. I mean, it really bothered. I was like, oh, my God. And I called my mother to come get me because I didn't feel good. I wanted to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I acted like I was sick. I'm like, yeah, I really don't feel good. And my mom's like, what? No, you're staying in it. I'm like, no, I really got to go home, Mom. But I want to tell her the real reason I want to go home is.
Right.
The guy was talking about eating cum.
Right.
He was talking about eating cum. I didn't want to be around that. It was very bizarre. I mean.
Yeah.
It was troubling.
Especially to be talking about it.
Yes, when you're like in. And
sixth
I don't.
Grade.
Yeah, like sixth grade. So I don't remember the grade, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even sure what, you know. Back then, I didn't know what the hell was going on, and I was bothered. I'm like,
I bet you were traumatized.
I gotta get the hell out of here. This kid's gonna grab my dick or something, you know.
He wants to taste yours.
Yeah, but Nikki, that's what I was getting, and I am not. Listen, people, I'm telling you, I am not the least bit homophobic. I'm really not. But this felt more like a molestation was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Than. Regular.
It was like a Facts of Life episode.
Yes.
Danger, must
well,
get out.
It was troubling, yeah. It felt like, oh my God, I'm going to fall asleep. He's going to molest me or something.
Different strokes.
It was, but the kid was my age. It wasn't like an older person or anything. But I gotta tell you, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it bothered me. I'm like, oh my God. And I was really, because I was young. You know?
Sounds like it still bothers you.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And I know who the kid is, and he's trying to friend me.
No.
He's trying to friend me on Facebook, and I'm like, oh God.
Right.
Because, I mean, it bothered me that much. I shouldn't mm-hmm. really be bothered by it, because that's just, we're just kids, you know.
Yeah, still.
But I was so bothered. God, I hope I'm not secretly a homophobe.
Oh, God, no. I know lots of guys that taste their own, but not when they were in sixth grade.
Well, I have no problem with anyone tasting my cum, you know. I mean, I could tell you the past stories of the past. I mean,
I don't need to hear it.
There's all kinds of stories. But in sixth grade, it was the thought, you know.
Yeah.
Was horrifying.
Yes.
You know. I mean, I wouldn't be like snowballing or anything. I think that's the term. I wouldn't be snowballing or anything, but, you know, I'm not scared of it. No,
like sixth grade's the first time a guy stuck his tongue in my mouth and I almost threw up.
Yeah, like, oh my God. I don't even think I kissed a girl in sixth. No, I didn't even kiss anybody in sixth grade.
My first kiss was a French kiss and I was like, didn't know what it was and I almost threw up.
I don't think I got my first. I was like in seventh grade when I got my first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think, it was during basketball season. So it was somewhere in the middle of the school year.
Yeah.
It sure as hell wasn't. And, I mean, this guy talking about eating his own cum was before.
Yeah.
And he's talking about lint. Oh, did you ever get lint in your dick? I'm like, excuse me?
What?
What? And I remember, like, I don't even have hair. Listen, I don't even have hair down there yet. I'm not going to be talking about my dick with you. I had to get the hell out of this guy's house. And I don't know him as an adult. I don't think he grew up to be gay or anything. I was probably just curious, but.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was, I was horrified.
Yeah.
I was scared. Yeah.
I would be, too.
Thinking I was going to get molested.
Yeah.
And now I am very confused. I am worried if somehow I was being homophobic. Cause I don't want to be homophobic, but
I don't think you have to worry about it in the sixth grade.
Well, it scared the hell out of me. Oh my God! But it, you know, it would.
It would, me too.
Right? Oh my God! It's troubling. And so I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I just had to leave. My mom was angry because I called her to pick me up, you know. You were going to be gone all night. She was like upset that I was going to be gone all night. I'm like, you got five other kids. Or what the hell is it? What does it matter if I come home?
Right.
I don't want to stay at some kid talking about his, you know.
Right.
Talking about cum.
Right.
In sixth grade.
Yeah.
I don't even think I knew what cum was in sixth grade.
I didn't.
Ugh. It was disgusting. TJ just put it, he goes, oh, thanks, you two. You make me feel pathetic. I didn't get my first kiss until I was 16.
Aww.
I don't, nobody's trying to make you feel pathetic. Listen, kids move at their own pace. It's,
yeah.
I didn't get laid till I was like.
We're not going to discuss that one.
Till I was like 16. Nikki got laid at like 13.
Yeah.
Jesus. What a whore. Oh, I mean, what? Huh?
What?
Nikki got it at 13. Because you were. Can I? When it comes to you, you didn't have a child's body at 13, right?
No, I had a woman's body.
Yeah, you were a woman by then.
Yeah.
Do you think if you weren't an early developer that you wouldn't have gone through with it?
No.
Yeah, because you looked. I mean, you were a freshman in high school. You were hot. I mean.
Yeah.
I could say that now as an old man, just having CP. So, I mean, with you doing it, it wasn't that big a deal because we all knew girls that were fully developed it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we knew those girls.
Mm. I was the tallest girl in the class. Yeah. I was fully developed. And I dated older guys.
You had hair on the playing field.
And, oh, you're very funny.
All kinds of stuff going on. You weren't a sixth grader.
It looked like I was about 17.
Yeah. So, TJ, don't feel bad. You didn't get a. If you look, I mean, some people just develop later. Maybe you were young and that's what happened. You were 16.
I'm not proud of the fact.
And my first kiss, I didn't know what the hell to do. It was an older girl, an older woman,
mm-hmm.
who gave me a kiss. And then there was a girl in, it was in Hardin?
Mm-hmm.
in the town of Hardin, which is south of Staunton, who was going to school there. How the hell did I? Oh, and I went to a basketball game because I didn't make the eighth grade team. They cut me, fuckers. And so I'd go to the games because all my classmates played, you know. And I went to the game, and then I made out with a girl from Hardin who, and I don't even think I got her name, but that was my first, like, real makeout, you know. And that was, like, in 7th or 8th grade. I remember being in high school or junior high school because I was on the bus. And people were screaming, "Where's Ray?" for me to get on the bus, and I was behind the wall, you know, kissing some girl from Hardin. That's the only—that's the only reason I remember it, is because it led to me getting in trouble, of course, you know. However, I thought I was pretty cool when I was walking back on the bus. I was walking back on the bus, going, "Oh, I'm so cool," and you know, of course, I wasn't.
Yeah,
I wasn't. But I wasn't eating chalk either.
Oh.
But, yeah. Let's see. Al says, let me get Al's things. He says, "Oh, I know where Nikki's issues are coming from. Nikki, stop eating shit you're not supposed to eat." He goes, "I'm now a little disturbed thinking about eating dirt, lip gloss, and chalk." He goes, "Oh my God, what if this conversation stirs something up and Nikki starts eating chalk again? Maybe possibly selling herself on the streets for chalk." You know, you're right, Al. I'm a little disturbed by this conversation. He says, "As for Ray, your foot could be a jellyfish stingray. I would be willing to pee on your foot if that is the case." Thank you, Al, for peeing on my foot. I really appreciate your offering to do that. Let me go to Let me go to messages. And we'll try to get out of here before too much long. Let's see. So I can tell you're sick. Corey said, "Oh." He
goes, I read what he wrote.
He goes, "Oh fuck! I would never admit to eating boogers." Nikki's letting it all out today. She didn't sniff farts, did she? Oh, I did.
No.
He goes, "She's cleaning out the closet." Let's see, what? "Since she's cleaning out the closet, how about, is today the day we get the story of how she became a swinger?"
Just because he asked that, he's never going to know. He asked that once a month.
"Have you ever smelled your own fart?"
No.
Oh,
yes.
I have. When I was, oh, I did. When
yes, I,
did.
I have.
I would cup my fingers. And put what? It right near my ass. I cut my hand. I put it right down in my ass. And then I pull it out. And oh, I mean, it was.
I never did that. I've just smart. I've just done it bad enough to.
It was. It was so horrible. But you know what? This is something that, and I read this. Somebody should look it up. That it's good for you.
Yeah.
I read that.
Dementia or something.
Yes, I read that years ago, and I did this when I was a kid. And I'll admit, maybe a couple times as an adult, might have been last night, I don't remember, where you farted, and then you got a good whiff of it. And they said that that's actually healthy for you. I couldn't imagine it is, but,
you know. It's weird.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I farted so bad not that long ago that I had to blame the dog. Because I was embarrassed, you know. My wife was smelling. She goes, "Oh, my God. Oh, what is that horrible smell?" You know. And I go, "Oh, goddamn Chester." I go, "Oh, he farted again." Knowing full well it was me that farted, you know. But I didn't want her to find out. I'm like, oh, this could really affect my sex life, you know.
Right.
So, oh, well. Speaking of sex life, now that I'm not doing mornings on MAY, I might have one again.
There you go.
Yeah, so my days of – my mornings of filling in finally ended. I did 4 mornings in 2 weeks.
There you go.
And you said you heard it and it was okay?
Yeah.
Good. All right, that makes me happy. Let me plug this, then we'll get out of here. Guy sent me a... Hi, everybody. My name is Quentin. I met you a time or two in the past. I'm sure you've heard about the firefighter from Franklin that lost his wife and kids to a fire last week. John Ostiff is a friend, coworker, and a fellow Marine. Is putting together a benefit for him on March 11th. If there is any way that you guys can get the word out for me on your show, it would be so greatly appreciated. Here's the details and the link to the event. Okay, so I want to plug the event. And this is going to be Saturday, March 11th, okay? Saturday, March 11th from noon until 6. And it's the ride and shotgun raffle to benefit John Ostiff, okay? John tragically lost his wife and two young children in a house fire January 31st. He's a Marine Corps veteran and volunteer firefighter in Franklin. So far, raffle seems to include a new Remington 870 20-gauge and World War II-era 7mm Mauser. Tickets are $10 for one or $25 for three. And then it has a list of people that you can buy tickets from. And so there you go. They're putting a benefit together Saturday, March 11th for this guy. All right? Uh-huh. So there you go. I wanted to plug that, and I hope that that's a successful turnout. By the way, Rob has texted, has sent a message that says, "Hey Ray, can you ask the audience, is it a strong or weak dollar that's good for the economy?" Asking for a friend. I read that report.
What?
It's a Trump thing, and I read that report early today. There's a leak about that. Somebody's leaking in the Trump White House to the media. And they're leaking these really embarrassing things. And one of the things is, I don't know if it's true or not. In fact, I'm almost sure it isn't. Because it can't possibly be true. That Trump called one of his generals at 3 a.m. and woke him up and said, "Hey, I want to know, what's better for the economy? Is it a strong dollar or a weak dollar?" And the general said, "What the hell are you calling me for?" So I'm sure it's untrue. The general says, "Why don't you ask an economist? I'm 3 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning. I'm going to sleep."
Right.
So I don't know if that's true, but that's his idea of a joke. That's his idea of a joke. He's asking for a friend. All right. I think we got it all covered.
Okay.
I'm sorry you have poor people disease.
Yeah.
And you need sleep. And I'm sorry you ate chalk. Please don't.
That's what I need right now.
No, you don't. No. Don't fall off the chalk wagon, Nikki. Don't fall off the chalk wagon.
He'll absorb all the gunk.
Yeah. It's the last thing you need. And hopefully you'll be back. I hope you're. Please come back tomorrow.
I'll try.
All right. I will let you go. Let you go have a good day. Go get some sleep.
Okay.
And that'll wrap up today's show, everybody. Listen, I want to thank everybody for listening. This has been the Morning Disaster. Got another show tomorrow, so make sure you tune back in around 9 o'clock, unless Nikki is craving it and she needs it like a piece of chalk early. So be on the lookout for us. All right, that wraps up today's show. So long, everybody.
Bye.